Welcome to BayCare Health Chat. I'm your host, Caitlin White. And in this episode, we are going to dive into the common children's viruses we are seeing in the post-pandemic world. Joining us for this discussion is pediatrician Dr. Monica Carbonda. Well, to ground us in this conversation, Doctor, can you first help us understand what happened during the pandemic when it comes to common children's viruses?
Yes, so we all know what happened in 2019/2020, a cold virus which caused havoc in the entire world. Children, adults, everybody got infected. Initially, everybody thought, okay, it's just a common cold virus, which is what it was, a coronavirus. But then it became a novel virus, meaning nobody had experienced or had been infected with it. And that's when the problem started and we saw what happened. The whole world was closed. Everything was closed. There were so many people infected, so many deaths, so many hospitalizations that made history. It's going to be in the history books for the generations to come.
I know. I can't believe we're, what, like 4 years out since 2020. Sometimes it feels like so long ago, and sometimes it feels like just yesterday I was like watching Tiger King, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like it seems unreal. It just seems, if you think about it, see what happened in 2020, how things closed and how we dealt with it, it feels like a movie. It honestly feels like as if it was a movie.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so weird. Well, then tell us what happened immediately following the pandemic. What did you see?
So yeah, I mean, you know, we saw the vaccine rolling in, which was initially offered to the healthcare professionals, and then it got rolled for kids and adults, and you know, slowly everybody started getting the vaccine, and you know, things started opening up. So the problem happened was when everything started opening up for almost a year or maybe a year and a half. Like, you know, I'm a pediatrician, so I talk about kids. These daycares were limiting amount of kids in the daycare. They were sending kids home if they had mild cold, mild fever. So they were super duper careful. Now, the immune system of everybody went down because we were cleaning everything. We were even cleaning our fruits and vegetables and, right? Remember, like,
the boxes, yep.
Boxes, yeah, right. So we were just being so careful, which was good. But then our immune system for 1 year, 1 year and a half, was not exposed to any germs. In the office itself, for us, we did not see a single ear infection for almost a year. We used to like joke around that I'm not even going to know how an infected ear infection ear looks like. You know, normally we see, I don't know, four a day or something. Like,
yeah,
it's like, it's like bread and butter of pediatrics.
Oh my goodness. Well, update us now. Where are we now these days?
Overall, of course, in kids, COVID at this time is like a common cold because it has got weakened and weakened and weakened. So I always tell my parents, I see kids more sick with other viruses like influenza or RSV or adenovirus than COVID. Most of the kids recover very well post-COVID infection in this time and age, and it's just little cold symptoms, cough, cold, mild fevers, and that's kind of it. But it's the other viruses, the influenza, the RSV, adenovirus, and other upteen number of viruses that we are seeing more issues in the sense more hospitalizations and kids getting more sick with that.
Well, help us understand then, what are the key viruses that are affecting children these days?
On top of the list is, since we are in the flu season, so the first one that comes in my mind is influenza or flu virus that we, in layman term, talk about. This is kind of the start of the season. In Florida, you know, we don't have seasons, so we don't have seasons for the viruses either. Mm-hmm. And since COVID, we've seen that the flu infection, the flu virus that used to peak around, you know, November, go up till like March, we saw a huge flu outbreak in summer, 2 years back when everything opened. Everybody was so shocked at what's going on. And before COVID, we never even used to, like, as we say, swab or test the children in June because it was non-existent. But the dynamics of every virus kind of changed since the shutdown and all the immune system everything. And we've started seeing more of influenza, and it's become more and more, I would say, quote unquote, strong. We see these kids getting really sick, and we're already into the flu season. We're giving the flu vaccines. We're seeing a lot of flu positive kids in our office. Again, it could be still cold, cough, high fevers, or it could be more serious like pneumonias, or some kids can get hospitalized with dehydration, having a muscle breakdown, which is called as rhabdomyolysis, which we've been seeing a lot too, which you used to see, but I think we're just seeing more of it now.
Well, I understand that we are seeing a resurgence of preventable childhood illnesses such as measles and chickenpox. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, because again, COVID, some people could not get vaccinated because everything was closed. They were scared to go to doctor's offices to get the vaccines. Then there was some that started refusing the vaccine. So for us in our private practice, we definitely saw an increase of people refusing regular vaccines like MMR, which prevents against measles. We've been giving it forever. Chickenpox vaccine, which we've been using it forever. Or others too, people started refusing and say, oh, we as a country are giving too many vaccines. It's too much. I don't want to do that. Europe doesn't do this. In European countries, they don't immunize against chickenpox, or this country doesn't do that. And guess what? What happened? We started seeing more measles cases because these unvaccinated kids got exposed. And there's, especially in Florida, we live in Florida, there's so many visitors that come from all over the country, all over the world, and the chances of exposure is really high. And that's becoming a huge problem with these people refusing vaccines for commonly preventable diseases that if you get it, you'll die. You'll land up in the hospital, but all you need is a vaccine to prevent it.
Now, we are talking about common children's viruses here, but who really is at risk?
Of course, the kids who are immune suppressed, you know, kids who unfortunately diagnosed with cancer and they were on anti-cancer therapy and their immune system is really low. There are kids who have some immune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, that they require a lot of medications and their immune system is very suppressed. So these kids, if they get, say, measles or chickenpox or they get exposed, that's very serious for them to the extent that they can get hospitalized.
Well, then how can we protect our children and prevent the spread of these common viruses?
First foremost, washing hands and then keeping them home if they're sick. Don't send them to daycares. Don't send them to school. Very important, vaccines. You know, vaccine saves lives. So we cannot be saying, oh my God, I don't want this vaccine. This has this preservative in it, that preservative. And these vaccines have been there forever. They've been found safe forever. So that's the way we can go back in history when people, they used to get polio and they would get handicapped or they would have measles or chickenpox and they would die. These vaccines are there to save lives and we should take them and give it to our children.
Yes. And my final question today for you, doctor, when should a parent or guardian seek out that extra medical attention? When do these viruses maybe become more serious?
So if you have continued fevers, if you're having 3 to 4 days of fevers, that's what we tell our parents. You know, when they call us like day one of fever, said, you know, maybe it's a virus, just hydrate the child, fever control, and call us back. So day three, day four of fever is when we start getting worried about it, and fever meaning high fevers. And then the second thing that is very, very important, especially in kids, is you don't want them to get dehydrated. So if they stop drinking, if they stop eating, drinking is more important than eating. So then they're going to get dehydrated and they're going to land up in the hospital. So fluids and fever control is very important. And then if your child is, say, not drinking, just lying around, just doesn't look right to you, and of course, is having continued fevers, that's the time you need to call your doctor and say, hey, it's been 3 days of fevers. My child is not drinking. My child is not peeing enough. So urinary output is reduced. So that's when we start getting worried about these kids.
Well, thank you, Doctor, so much for joining us on the show today and helping us understand what viruses are out there these days. That wraps up this episode of BayCare Health Chat. To find a BayCare doctor, visit baycare.org/doctors for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all of the other BayCare podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. And if you found this podcast informative, please share it on your social media and be sure to check out all of the other interesting podcasts in our library. I'm Caitlin White.